I'm David House. I'm the editor of Truckers News, and I'm really pleased today to be talking with Carl Boudreau. He was the Texas owner-operator who wound up on Survivor, the CBS reality show, and he's here to talk trucking and Survivor. Carl, how are you?
I'm great, man. I'm great.
Now, let's start, Survivor is a big deal, but let's start our talk about with trucking. How did you get into the profession, and what sort of driving do you do today?
Well, I got into trucking as a kid. I've always, I always loved big trucks. What kids didn't like, having their truck around, But ultimately, my dad and both my grandfather were drivers. So I learned at the young age of 13 years old of how to actually drive a truck, which was amazing for me. I mean, it was like, I'm this little kid driving this big, humongous truck, So I just totally fell in love with it. And, it just went from there. I've been driving now for about 17, almost 18 years. And it's been a blessing. I mean, it's been the lifeline of what's provided for my family. I've owned my own truck now for about 13, 14 years and have been contracted to the same company for the same amount of time that I've owned my own truck. So it's been pretty cool. It's been a great role for me.
Then what kind of driving are you doing? Are you tanker, dry van? What are you driving?
Yes, I pull a tanker. I pull all hazardous materials. Everything I have is pretty much dangerous, as you might as well say. it's not easy, especially in these big cities. I'm here in Houston and it's lots of cars, so it's not easy driving this thing around knowing you got this big explosive device behind you and these cars just cutting in and out and slamming on their brakes and, everything you can possibly imagine. It kind of gets a little stressful there at times.
Now, where are you running? Are you running oil patch or chemicals or where to and where from?
Well, being here in Houston, there's lots of different refineries. So for the most part, I just run around here in town in Houston from one refinery to the next, just transporting chemicals that, this particular facility may need this to mix with something else that they have to create something. But occasionally I'll get out on the road, depending on the freight, and take it wherever it needs to be taken. But for the most part, I'm home every day. If I do take a load out, then the longest I've really stayed out since I've been with this particular company, which has been, like I said, 13, 14 years, has probably been 4 days. And that's, run out and get the load there or what have you and turn around and come back home. So I've been pretty blessed as far as that goes that I'm able to come home on a regular basis and, spend as much time as I possibly can with my wife and kids.
Then how did a nice trucker like you from Texas wind up on one of the most popular TV shows around? And how and why did you wind up on the show, Carl?
Well, it's crazy how it all happened for me, man. I mean, I've been watching Survivor for like 15, 16 years, sitting on the couch with my wife and my two daughters and, always sitting there saying, man, I can go do that, just being that armchair quarterback in a sense, and just constantly telling them, Daddy can go do that, and it just so happened one day I was recruited to be on Survivor. I had a message come to my social media and I initially thought it was a joke. So I went forward with it and lo and behold, one thing leads to another and I end up on the show Survivor. And it was like, for me, it was heaven sent, because like I said, it was a show that I've watched for years, never applied to it. And it fell in my lap. And I had to take the opportunity to go do it.
Tell me about your time on the island. Now you look to be like a guy who's in pretty good shape, but it seems like there were some major physical demands. Is it as tough as it actually looks?
I would have to say it's tougher than it actually looks. I mean, like I said, me sitting there on the couch watching it, and thinking, oh, I can do this and I can do that. And then when you get there, in the beginning, it's like, okay, you can do all the challenges, but you're not doing them to the ability that you thought you could when you were just sitting on your couch watching them. I mean, you have to take in consideration that you know, each day go by, the hungrier you are, the less energy you have, you know. So all of that plays a part. But yes, those challenges are definitely not easy. I can strongly admit to that.
I had to chuckle to myself when you chose to set out the One Immunity Challenge and have something to eat. You had some nachos and beer.
Yeah, at that point, man, I mean, like, that was maybe 20-something days in. I want to say, like, 25, 26 days in, somewhere around there. And I was, you know, I was depleted. You know, my energy level was real low, and I just didn't have it in me. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, how am I going to go further if I don't get, you know, something good to eat? I don't have a clue on how I'm going to continue. So before that all took place, you know, I had my Strong Alliance, and I chatted with them and told them that if Jeff had offered any food, that they have a problem, you know, of me sitting out. And all of them said no, it wasn't no problem at all. You know, I would be safe. I didn't have anything to worry about. So when I seen the nachos and the beer and the margaritas, I didn't never even second guessed it. I was sitting out from the very beginning as soon as I seen it.
That was a pretty good choice, I would say. For those who don't watch Survivor, and there's a handful of people in America that don't, you were voted off the island by the other competitors. Why do you think that happened, and how did it make you feel? I mean, you had kind of emerged as a leader. Did you become a threat to others?
I would have to say that once you hit the merge, everyone is a threat. I mean, because at that particular point, you know, the game has really started to take shape. You know, it's going at that point. So, yeah, everyone becomes a threat, and you ultimately become more of a threat the less amount of people that there are left in the game. So, yeah, for me to have been voted out and been blindsided, you know, not even seeing it coming at all, mostly that's how you take out threats in the game. I mean, so, yeah, I was becoming a major threat in the game. You know, others seen me as, well, I can't take Carl to the final three because there's no way I can beat him. You know what I mean? He's playing this good game, and the jury is just going to want to give him the vote. So that's ultimately their reason for taking me out as far as I can put it together.
You were in a very demanding situation, and there are people that you've got to rely on and people you have to be wary of. Did you form any friendships during your time on Survivor?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm still friends with all 19 other people that I was on the show with. So that's the one blessing I can take out of that, of being on that show, is I was able to meet 19 strangers and become friends with them for, you know, the duration of our life, which is awesome, because at where in life will you be able to, you know, just randomly meet that many new friends at one particular time, you know? So that's been a blessing as far as being on that show, is now I have 19 new friends that I can call on and chat with and rely on if needed, and they can do the same with me. So yeah, that part of it, that's a good part of being on that show, is you're going to be introduced into a family that not very many people can say that they're in.
And that was a pretty eclectic mix. I mean, you had a bartender, as I recall, and a truck driver, but you also had a robotics scientist, developer, the one guy?
Yeah, absolutely. You're talking about Christian. Super, super smart. And, you know, and I take myself, you know, just a truck driver. Like, I would have never, ever, and at no facet in my life, have met this guy. You know what I mean? So for me to go on this show and have met this guy and can pick up my phone and call him at any given time, you know, that's an awesome feeling.
Looking back, any regrets, anything that you wish you had done differently or not done or said or not said?
I mean, ultimately, I regret not winning at all, obviously, because that's what we sign up for. But, I mean, as far as my gameplay, I can't really say that I have regrets. I mean, of course, you're going to go back and, you know, look at it and second guess some of the things. But at the same time, you know, you could go about it a different approach and still have the same outcome. So for me, it's like I can't regret anything that I'd done as far as my gameplay went, because like I said, I could have done it a different way and it still, you know, transformed the same outcome. So no, I don't have any regrets as far as that goes.
Good for you. When you were there and having gone through this, did you learn anything about yourself through this experience? And if so, what was it?
Well, what I learned from going through this experience is that we should cherish everything that we have in life. I mean, because when you're put out there on that island and everything is stripped away from you, you feel as if, you know, you're homeless in a sense. I see a lots of homeless people here living in the city of Houston, man. And you know, to actually feel like that, you know, that was big for me. So I just try at this point, you know, to cherish everything I have, you know, love on people as much as I can love on them, because we never know, you know, tomorrow isn't promised, you know, and just don't take anything for granted. You know, I continue to work hard for the things that I have and for the things that I possibly can get in the future. But ultimately is I just cherish everything about life and don't take anything in life for granted.
Carl, you are a wise, wise man. Now what? Ready for a career in television, or is it back to the driver's seat?
Actually, I'm sitting in the driver's seat of my truck right now, currently getting unloaded on a load that I'm on right now. But I love truck driving. You know, it's always been the bread and butter for my family. So I love it. But if there's ever a chance to go back and play Survivor again or any other show, I mean, I'm the type that I always look for adventures, so I would clearly go after it again if I was ever chosen. And yeah, if there's any TV people that thinks I would make for great TV and acting or whatever, then give me a call. I'll try it, you know.
What advice would you give somebody if they said, "Boy, I would like to be on Survivor"? What would you tell them?
My advice would be yourself. I mean, if ever you get that opportunity, don't go out there and try to be some big character. Just be yourself, because ultimately that's what they want, you know, is they want you. They don't want you acting as if you're somebody you're not. So I would say be yourself and go out there and enjoy it, have fun, and make the best of it.
Carl Boudreaux, truck driver, star on Survivor, thank you so much for taking time to chat, and good luck getting unloaded and back on the road.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.